working there.
Yeah,
right. Big chimney, but I, when I got it disabled to get wood and all, I put a heater in front of it there. Mm-hmm. Just like this, this is a heater.
Yes,
sir.
I see. What,
Did
you when you were growing up, you had to build fires in the chimney?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and on, up until last I left and lost my first wife. I was hauling cattle mostly then for people, and they'd want me to go load, have a cow or two to carry to town. And I was here by myself. And you know, you go build up a fire cold morning in that fireplace and go on over and leave it. Nobody to watch it, well, you're liable to burn up everything. So I just went ahead and put me a heater in there where I could check it out. Hey, so-and-so called me, come on, I want you to carry a cow to the meridian or something like that, and come early. I got to go to work. I got to go to paper mill, but I come early so I can hit the load. Well, get up here a cold morning, you hear about it. I have to have some fire before you can make your little coke and do around. Nobody to leave. So I put a heater in there. And I already had a little heater in here for my wife. And I got a big one later. Got one back on it. Small one. I just dropped that off with some tin up there and cut the chimney off. I got a big, good big chimney there. I got a brick. But I don't use it on the counter. I just quit using it because, well, that's the only reason. One reason I wasn't able to get out here and cut the wood and all hardly.
Back years ago when you were growing up, could you tell me how you built the fire?
What less you'd have me some splinters, you know. Called them fat lighted splinters. Take a match, scratch it to it, and hold it up there, let it catch, you know, and put them down there. Get it started, and then you lay on your wood. Slip a little more pine on the back of where it'll bake your shins right along.
Throw out some heat, huh?
Yeah.
What people, did you have a great big piece of wood?
Yes, sometimes you'd have it big stuff, you know. You usually lay it in the back. Some smaller wood then out front and on top.
What'd you call that big one?
Well, they usually call it the back stick or something like that, you know. They call it the back log, some of them.
Was there something inside the fireplace that you laid those?
Oh yeah, you had just some fire dogs. You didn't have them, or you'd have some pieces of iron, old railroad steers or something. I've seen people just use rock, even some rocks. Of course, you'd have to take the ashes out, it was pretty regular.
Well, if you used the fireplace a lot, wouldn't you get this black stuff that would...
Yeah, it'd get out in there, but it'd stay burnt up to up the chimney. All around now, most of it would burn out, you know, that wood would burn it all.
It'd burn itself out?
Oak wood didn't make it. It was that pine that made it. And fat lighted splinters and stuff like that on the maybe. Smoke. Oak didn't make it. It made white smoke.
You ever heard of that smut burning out and maybe catching somebody's house on fire? Did that ever happen?
I don't know if they ever did, but sometimes it'd catch a fire and go out up that chimney, whoo, just a roaring out up there, you know. I don't know if they ever know if it's catching anybody's house fire. Smut. Of course, if that would be a hole in the chimney, the spark get back. Back on there, well, is it? Is it fire?
Well, did you have a kind of an open area right in front of the fireplace?
Oh, yeah. See, the chimney was built with a back and the two sides. And up here, then, part of the way, mountain up. But here was the open place. The front, you know, we put the fire down here. Have a place up there. Heat come out,